Chapter 6. Our Usufree succeeds, she unknows or she unheeds. All things making for death's taking. So the green gowned Faris say, living over Blackmoor way. Come then, brethren, let us sing, from the dawn till evening. For we know, not that we go, not when the day's pale pinions fold unto those who sang of old. God forgotten, I towered far, and lo, I stood within the presence of the Lord Most High, sent thither by the sons of earth, to win some answer to their cry. He earth, sayst thou? The human race? By me created? Sad its lot? Nay, I have no remembrance of such place. Such world I fashioned not. Lord, forgive me when I say thou spakst the word, and madst it all. The earth of men let me bethink me. Yea. I dimly do recall, tiny sphere I built long back, mid millions of such shapes of mine, so named. It perished, surely not a rack remaining, or a sign. T lost my interest from the first, my aims therefore succeeding ill, haply it died of doing as it durst. Ord, it existeth still. Ark then, its life. For not a cry of audit bears do I now hear. Of its own act the threads were snapped whereby its plaints had reached mine ear. T used to ask for gifts of good, till came its severance self-entailed, when sudden silence on that side ensued, and has till now prevailed. LL other orbs have kept in touch, their voicings reach me speedily. Thy people took upon them overmuch, in sundering them from me. And it is strange, though sad enough Earth's race should think that one whose call frames, daily, shining spheres of flawless stuff, must heed their tainted ball. Sayst thou 'tis by pangs distraught, and strife, and silent suffering? Deep grieved am I that injury should be wrought even on so poor a thing. Who shouldst have learned, that not to mend for me could mean, but not to know? Hence, messengers. And straightway put an end to what men undergo. Homing at dawn, I thought to see one of the messengers standing by. Oh, childish thought! Yet oft it comes to me when trouble hovers nigh. The bedridden peasant to an unknowing god, much wonder I hear long low laid, that this dead wall should be betwixt the maker and the maid, between thyself and me. For, say one puts a child to nurse, he eyes it now, and then to know if better 'tis, or worse, and if it mourn, and when. But thou, Lord, givest us men our clay in helpless bondage thus to time and chance, and seemst straightway to think no more of us. That some disaster cleft thy scheme, and tore us wide apart, so that no cry can cross, I deem, for thou art mild of heart, and wouldst not shape, and shut us in, where voice cannot be heard. 'Tis plain thou mean'st, that we should win thy succor by a word. Might but thy sense flash down the skies like man's from clime to clime, thou wouldst not let me agonize through my remaining time. But, seeing how much thy creatures bear lame, starved, or maimed, or blind thou'dst heal the ills with quickest care of me, and all my kind. Then, since thou mayst not these things be, but these things dost not know, I'll praise thee as were shown to me the mercies thou wouldst show. By the earth's corpse, I, Lord, why grievest thou? Since life has ceased to be upon this globe, now cold as lunar land and sea, and humankind, and fowl, and fur are gone eternally, all is the same to thee as ere they knew mortality. To, O time, replied the Lord, who reacts me ill, I ween, were all the same, I should not grieve at that late earthly scene, now blessedly past, though planned by me with interest close and keen. Nay, things now are not the same as they have earlier been. 3. Written indelibly on my eternal mind are all the wrongs endured by earth's poor patient kind, which my too oft unconscious hand let enter undesigned. No god can cancel deeds foredone, or thy old coils unwind. IVS when, in those days, I whelmed the plains with sea, so at this last, when flesh and herb but fossils be, and, all extinct, their piteous dust revolves obliviously, that I made earth, and life, and man, it still repenteth me. Mute opinion, I traversed a dominion whose spokesmen spake out strong their purpose and opinion through pulpit, press, and song. I scarce had means to note there a large eyed few, and dumb, who thought not as those thought there that stirred the heat and hum. 2. When, grown a shade, beholding that land in lifetime trod, to learn if its unfolding fulfilled its clamored code, I saw, in web unbroken, its history outwrought not as the loud had spoken, but as the mute had thought. To an unborn pauper child, I breathe not, hid heart. Cease silently, and though thy birth hour beckons thee, sleep the long sleep. The doomster's heap travails and teens around us here, and time wraiths turn our songs and jings to fear. 2. Hark, how the people surge and sigh, and laughters fail, and greetings die. Hopes dwindle, yea, faiths waste away, affections and enthusiasms numb. Thou canst not mend these things, if thou dost come. 3. Had I the ear of womb souls ere their terrestrial chart unrolls, and thou wert free to cease, or be, then would I tell thee all I know, and put it to thee. Wilt thou take life so? IV. Vain vow. No hint of mine may hence to theeward fly. To thy locked sense explain none can life's pending plan. Thou wilt thy ignorant entry make, though skies spout fire and blood and nations quake. V. Fain would I, dear, find some shut plot of earth's wide world for thee, where not one tear, one qualm, should break the calm. But I am weak as thou and bare. No man can change the common lot too rare. Thy must come and bide. And such are we unreasoning, sanguine, visionary that I can hope health, love, friends, scope and full for thee, can dream thou'lt find joy seldom yet attained by humankind. To flowers from Italy in winter, sunned in the south, and here today, if all organic things be sentient, flowers, as some men say, what are your ponderings? How can you stay, nor vanish quite from this bleak spot of thorn, and birch, and fir, and frozen white expanse of the forlorn? Frail luckless exiles hither brought. Your dust will not regain old sunny haunts of classic thought, when you shall waste and wane. But mix with alien earth, be lit with frigid boreal flame, and not a sign remain in it to tell men whence you came. On a fine morning, whence comes solace? Not from seeing what is doing, suffering, being, not from noting life's conditions, nor from heeding time's monitions, but in cleaving to the dream, and in gazing at the gleam. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.